What up, Doe?
It's just another fantastic day.
Oh, yeah? Why is that?
It is. I don't know.
Another beautiful
You just can't be making claims you don't know shit about. God damn it. Trying to make sure this podcast is informative, and you're blowing it, not having your facts to back up. This isn't Fox News. You can't make shit up on the spot.
Well, fuck
and
you.
And get fired.
No.
For touching women.
What? Is that what? Okay. Is that what O'Reilly did? Tong, 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 tong. Today. Fox News. Fake news. Is that right? Is that fake news or is it CNN? I don't fucking know anymore of this bullshit.
Well, like Fox News is like the most conservative news channel. It's like conservative propaganda.
Okay.
What it is. So like they only like report on stories that like back like conservative like agenda items, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Same way like CNN does the kind of same thing where like they only do like Democratic agenda appointed things.
So do they have one where it's like First Take where you just get an announcer from each side and just go like go and they just fight?
Yeah, that's what they do back and forth is they get, oh, Fox News correspondent here with us on CNN today. And like, so it's like they get players from the opposing team to duke it out for 5-minute segments of yelling.
Sweet. I mean, that'd probably be the most interesting thing to see because I hate agreements. I'd rather see arguments, which is all I picture.
The problem there is they just don't go anywhere with it. It's just them yelling at each other, and there's never any like idea exchange.
Oh,
do you
cool.
know what I mean?
So
there's never any like, oh, just, we came to a solution.
No, this is where we both can agree.
That never happens.
It's just bullshit posturing from both sides that aren't going to do fucking jack shit.
I'm pandering to the crowd harder than you're pandering to your crowd, so therefore I'm the winner because I have more pandering people that like my pandering better.
I am looking at this through the prism of how many people are listening to this. What's our demographic? Pander, pander, pander.
Mm. Yeah.
Exactly. And if I was pandering right now, I'd tell you amber ales are the best. That's right,
Gross.
Ladies and gentlemen. These amber ales I'm drinking, I'm having a blast point. Blast point instead of ballistic? It's a blast. Yeah, but it's fucking great. A California amber with the giant big old fucking fish on there. Just in case, you know, hey, you get drunk and you go, yo, I want to watch this. It's a fish eating another fish on the cover. I'm all for it. Let's just have fucking cannibalizing fish for our logo. That sounds great.
What do you mean? It's not cannibalizing. They're different species of fish that eat each other all the time.
Yeah, but you're a fucking cannibal, right? If you eat your own, you're
no, you're
fish.
Not.
So if I go eat
like,
another kind of person, I'm not a cannibal.
But a fish is like an animal. Like the species are different, therefore they're not the same animal.
Okay, I feel like I could do this with people. Like, speaking of that, I was.
But Nathan, no, we're all don't you realize we're all together? We're all one unit in the human race. We're not different. We're all the same.
Speaking of cannibalism.
But if you bring up your white privilege, I'm going to shoot you down because you're not the same.
No, I'm not going to bring up my white privilege. I'm going to bring up apparently crazy people out of African prison privilege. Mm-hmm. And that is, I was just, you know, because I don't watch the fucking news. Occasionally I check up on like CNN because apparently I'm viewing. I didn't realize. I thought news was news. So I'm going to this agenda place, but I go there, and what do I see down, scroll down? What's going on in the news? Yo, this dude just got out of the African jail, and he gets back in, and he eats his fucking nephew. Mind you,
he broke out and went and ate his nephew?
Yes. Now, he got out of jail. He didn't break out of jail. He got, like, I don't know what the fuck.
Oh, like he was just released?
Yeah, he was
from
just
whatever,
fucking released.
And then after he got released, he went and ate his nephew?
Ate his nephew. Like it was like a 7 or 8 year old boy and just ate him. So, I mean, ate everything. They said it was just like, it looked like you walked into a slaughterhouse on this flat the guy was living in. They found the kid's skull cracked in two. And I'm like, what the fuck? It's like, it was like watching some, is that Criminal Minds, that show? It's like watching something off that, just by reading, though. So my mind is going,
fuck,
holy shit. And I mean, it was Hannibal Lecter. It's like, holy fuck.
You know, like, what happens when humans consume other, like, human brains or, like, even, like, monkey brains because they're closely related to us?
You gain superpowers?
No, you kind of actually get what the disease that is known as mad cow disease, because that's like how cows got it, because we were feeding them parts of the cows that like we don't make products out of, so they would chop it up and then like serve it to the other cows, and so they're eating cow brain matter, which then because of this, it's just like nature's way of counteracting cannibalism.
Holy shit.
So have that mad cow disease.
So
yeah.
So you're telling me if I want to actually induce the movie 28 days later, I just need to, you know, sprinkle in some fucked up brain bits.
Yeah. If you eat human, or they even suspect like chimpanzee or like super close, like monkey relatives' brains, because they're primates and we're primates really. Okay. So like that even might cause it. Like, you can't eat something of your own species brain matter from, like, it, because it somehow triggers these other things in your body to try to, like, basically kill you.
Jesus! It's like, oh, hey, this dude's gone fucking off the deep end. Let's end this. Attack his fucking white blood cells. Get him all sorts of sick. He needs to die. Or
dude, Mother Nature, it has a weird way of balancing itself out.
God damn. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is why this is the number one fastest growing show on the internet, is because we're teaching you shit, as well as brotherly love and catching up. Not to be related with brotherly love.
That was the weirdest start to this podcast by far.
Not to be related to the brotherly love of Philadelphia, but weird bondage.
By the way, fuck you, Philadelphia.
Oh, it's always sunny.
No, it's not. Fuck them. What I have to do for my job with them, that the city of Philly's going bankrupt, dog.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
We've talked about this, I swear, on the podcast before, too. The city of Philadelphia is going broke. They're trying to force people out of homes, and they also put in a sugar tax. So any drink or something like that that has a sugar in it, it is now taxed. Like, that includes tea, includes lemonade, not just pop, but you get a tax on those. Like an additional, so it's like whatever Pepsi's selling it at, plus whatever this tax is, plus then the sales tax.
So if I want to get that giant jug of Country Time lemonade, I'm getting fucked over?
Yes, because it has sugar in it, because they have a sugar tax now. It's supposed to, what it is, they said, is it's supposed to deter people from eating sugar and making healthier decisions. No, it's not. You know people are going to buy those no matter what, because they're like, because sugar's addictive and they want to keep eating sugar. And so now they just are taxing you on it, so they get free money off of something they know you're going to buy.
Yeah. Just wait. That fucking sugar is literally going to become the next cocaine, at least in Philadelphia.
Well, sugar is...
Sugar's what?
Hello?
What? You just cut off. It's like, sugar is... And we got cut off the fucking internet.
Oh, weird. I was going to say. Well, all I said was sugar is extremely addictive.
Oh, it's true. And so is cocaine. Except you don't get nosebleeds. You just get... diabetes from sugar.
Yeah, which I would have to say better side effects.
Yeah, I can't argue the cocaine.
I've only read about it.
Just hey, you occasionally
and know from testimonials from people I know.
Well, think about it though. You do an abundance of either, you can fucking die. So yeah, I agree with you. I'd rather have nosebleeds and be like, yeah, I gotta be on this fucking penicillin shot because I can't stay away from this shit. And not to get, I'm not trying to step on anybody's toes. If you're bored with that shit, that sucks. I'm not going against you. I'm saying people that are like, my lifestyle's fucking crazy and I just love Snickers. Yeah, that shit needs to stop.
Yeah. Well, nosebleeds are no joke, though. I had one last night in the middle of the night for the first, started getting them now because the season's changed. It out yet, so my nose is extremely dry.
So you just bleeding?
Oh, dude, I woke up last night, was up for an hour trying to get the shit to stop because I was drinking all day.
Oh, there you go. That's
so how
my
you blood
hydrate.
Was super thin, so it wasn't clotting.
Ah.
Much like I did today. I've literally done nothing, but I woke up this morning, I cracked a beer as soon as I got out of bed. I sat in bed for like 30 minutes, and this is at like 9:30, and I got up. I walked in the kitchen and cracked a beer and cleaned my apartment, cracked another beer. I drank like 3 beers in the morning and then took a nap till like 2 and then continued to drink.
That a boy. That's what gives you.
I don't know
you.
How I feel about where my lifestyle choices are heading.
No, it's heading great because you're helping us be the fastest growing show. Everybody's listening. It's great. No, that's all right. Like you said, it's in a glass. It's okay. It's fancy.
Yeah, it's not alcoholism. It becomes alcoholism later when I quit using the glass because I'm like, I'm fucking tired of pouring.
Pouring's hard. I have to worry about the head.
Well, then I also went to Popeyes. I only had one beer while I cleaned, and then I went to Popeyes and got that, and then I poured some rum in my Coke that I got and drank that. So,
yeah, I mean, you're just being all American.
Well, I've been sitting up, dude. It's been a really white trash kind of day for me. I'm in my bro tank. I'm sitting in my white lawn chair on my deck. I'm watching TV through my screen door.
Yeah, that's pretty great, actually.
Last night, I was going to tell you about this today. I been looking into trying to get a headset, and I'm not like get like a night like the one I was talking about, like those Turtle Beach ones where they're actually like for gaming specifically and stuff. I decided like I don't need that because I don't need the talking aspect. I just want headphones for like a sweet like listening and stuff like that.
Oh, for like just for your like TV for while you're at home.
Yeah, exactly. Like I want to get these nice. I found some nice studio ones that I'm thinking about getting because they can plug into my PS4 controller and I can listen to games that way.
No.
Or if I want to watch Netflix, I can listen through it that way too. It's fucking sweet.
Get the PlayStation Pulse or whatever the fuck they're called right now.
You told me about those. I don't want it.
No, I will bring mine up next week so you could try them out.
I don't want the wireless shit.
Why? You're fucking insane.
Annoying.
No, it's not. You just fucking start it up.
They
and it
have
goes.
Problems all the time, and eventually they stop working.
I've never had a problem with mine. I've had it for 5 years.
I don't trust it.
Jesus Christ. Oh, technology. It's fucking scary. Oh, God. Bluetooth.
No, I'm going to get like a bunch of really nice set of studio headphones that are going to be really dope and have like way better sound quality probably than those things.
I don't know. Like I said, I can bring them up next week, and then you can try them out. And you'll be like, fuck, these are awesome. And then you'll be like, fuck, I need to buy them because they're fucking not
that
expensive.
But the only ones you can do now are like used ones. They don't manufacture new ones, and I'm not buying used ones of those.
Are you fucking kidding me? Yes, they do. They're like gold now is what they're called or something. And the fucking the speakers, like, that doesn't have like a boom microphone sticking out. If you want to turn on a speaker to talk to people, you can. Otherwise,
see, I don't even need that. That's
no,
why
no,
I'm
no.
What I'm buying
you
is
can turn this shit off.
Have
you go down and it just says audio. Like, I don't want to fucking hear anybody talking. So you can switch it off. You'd never hear a soul fucking talking. You just get fucking.
Yeah, you can do
sick
that
ass.
In the. You can do that if I just plugged in my headset to my PS4. A controller, you can plug it in just like any headset, and you can do all that setting right and through that too.
Not getting as good. This thing is just like producing hot sex in your ear, and you're just like, oh. You pull that fucker off, and you're just like, god damn, it's actually comfortable on your ears. You get the full fucking surround of sound effects going on with that damn thing. It's fucking awesome. Like I
bet you what I'm looking at's better.
Whatever. You're the guy walking in going, yeah, that chick may look better. But mine's better in the sack up top. Like, that's what you're doing.
Yeah, exactly. I don't care.
Get
yeah.
the fuck out of here.
You know, there's nothing wrong with stating facts, Nathan.
It ain't no fucking fact, Wade. That's bullshit. Like, that's some fucking weird posturing on your side. You fucking Fox News analyst with your bullshit that you're producing. If you're going to go
wrong.
Above me.
It's fake news.
If you're going to go fucking above me, Fox News, at least say Bose. Don't fucking come at me and say Sony shit. Because the Sony ones are
Sony
fucking legit.
I said the ones I want to look at that I'm thinking about getting are the what I'd like to trust. I don't want to get those things.
Man, I can tell you right now. Okay. I've had Turtle Beach. Those fucking
I don't
things
want Turtle
suck.
Beach. I'm not getting
Thank
those ones.
Thank God. But I'm just saying, there's so many better ones out there for you. Especially
no,
since
I'm getting, dude. Like I said, a studio set of headphones, like that you would have in like a radio studio, or like or equivalent of like that kind of quality, where the
I tell you
output
what,
and stuff is ridiculous.
Yeah, but you're gonna. I know you. You're just like me. You're gonna get fucking pissed drunk one night, and you're gonna be like sitting there, and you got this fucking cord, not realizing you're gonna walk away, and you're gonna pull your fucking TV off the stand because if you want to hear your audio through that, you're gonna plug it in the back of your TV because you're not always fucking watching.
No, I wouldn't
on
always
PS4.
Do. Yeah, but that's the whole point. I wouldn't want it for everything I do on TV. Plus, if I'm not watching on my PS4, Nathan, I'm using my computer, and I have a nice fucking extension cable that's like 7 feet long for my headset right now.
That's not fucking long enough. You need wireless so you can walk all over. So you, hey, if you got this, what I'm telling you about, and I'll bring it up there, and you can fucking plug it in.
But then I can't use it on my computer.
Yes, you can.
My computer doesn't have Bluetooth capability.
You don't need it because you get a dongle. You plug it right into it through a USB port, and boom, you have it.
But then how does it work off of the PS4 then?
You plug it in through one of the USB ports in the front, and it works.
So I have to move it back and forth.
Yeah, it's same thing as if you're doing that, but you don't have a fucking wire.
Boo.
Are you fucking kidding me? You could go take a shit and keep listening to this, motherfucker.
I just want to do what I want to do.
You fucking lazy son of a bitch. Oh, fuck. Good show. Mine's fastest better. Internet show on the fucking internet. God damn it. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to give you a big thank you. Next week, our year extravaganza. I just kind of really want to get that out of the way because I'm going to fucking forget. Jesus. And I say year, but fuck, thinking on it, we've gone over 52 episodes.
This is the 52nd episode.
No, it's not. This is actually like 54, 55.
No, I counted it the other day. I think this is
no,
because
okay,
a, or 53rd.
We started. No, we're 3 episodes ahead, so 54, I think, because I started at 0.
Right, I know that.
And I duplicated.
I duplicated
at least 2 numbers in the beginning. So I fucked it all up. But next week, well, our official number here. But we've been doing this shit, God.
And it doesn't help that you fucking. If you go back to some of the early episodes, like, the title isn't even correct.
I know. That's what I'm
it's
saying.
Like, what the F? No, Nathan, it's who gives an F?
Oh, yeah.
Or who gives an F? And you're like, okay, an F. And I'm like, no, it's AF. Who gives a F?
Yeah, no, I've been consistently tipsy on every episode. So, hey, America, that shit happened. It's great. Holy fuck. But I got the big question to ask you right off the bat. That question is, what the fuck you been doing this last week?
Well, I watched a ton of Mystery Science Theater this last week.
I saw
week.
That. Are you watching the new ones or the old ones?
The new ones.
Okay.
I watch the old ones when I go to bed, actually, because thanks to Pluto TV. I'm not sponsored by them, but I wish we were. Pluto, like, just send us a check and we'll plug it
every time. Puttingame@gmail.com.
But I've been I watch the old episodes when I go to bed because Pluto has that fucking one channel that plays them 24 hours.
As channels should.
Yeah, exactly. But I've been watching the new ones as I get home and stuff. They're long episodes and normally like an hour and a half show. So I break it up with, like, most of the time I watch an episode in like increments of 3 and watch a half hour at a time kind of thing.
All right.
Yeah, but it's really good, man. I'm telling you, like, you need to hop on it and watch a couple.
I was going to ask you, like, so in comparison to the old ones, because we fucking grew up on that shit watching it when we were younger, and that kind of helped warped our sense of humor into what it is today. But how does it hold up? Like, better?
I think it's great. I personally think it's a little better now. Just the reason why it's better for me right now is because I understand a lot of more of the references they make.
All right.
Just like in the older show, you know, they were making references to celebrities and things like that or stuff going on at that time. So it's a little different. So like the modern references are kind of a little funnier to me just because I understand them better.
Gotcha.
Like I get a lot of the old jokes from the old series, and the old series is great. I love it, but I was just saying as of right now, it's kind of nice. It's nice just because I've seen a lot of the ones over and over again, so it's nice to just see new stuff. You know what I mean?
No, I agree with that.
So, yeah, I can't tell people enough to go check it out, man. It's funny.
All right. I'll have to try that out.
I played a few games. I played a lot of Skate 2 this week.
Stand on the it latest realizing, and greatest of games.
Dude, it's so... I'm so bad at it. I forgot how hard it is, actually.
I'm trying to remember...
Like, trying to do the Manny challenges, like the manual challenges, are so fucking hard.
Well, because, like... The stick movements are more like how you'd move your feet, if I remember correctly, right?
Yeah, in a way. Yeah, you have the, well, just using the triggers like back and forth in order to place your feet, in order to do certain tricks. Gotcha. And then, yeah, there's just a lot to it. There's a lot mechanically if you're trying to do specific tricks. Because that's like the, anybody in that game can play it and like score big points and do certain things, right? Like just to do big combos. But the real skill in that game is actually pulling off planned out tricks. Like if I wanted to do a tray flip, crook grind, nollie tray flip out, like actually try to do that in that game. That's extremely difficult in that game.
Gotcha. It's not as easy as fucking Tony Hawk Underground.
Yeah, like Tony Hawk, I could do – it's just making sure you hit the right combo. This is a lot tougher because it's like you are skating. You have to get – hop up. You have to do the tray flip correctly. You have to catch the board and actually grind a certain way. And then make sure while you're in that grind that you have your stick in the prep position to do that nollie tray flip out if we're still talking about that example. So it's way harder because you have to – you actually kind of have to have a feel for it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so. Gotta get that experience. Like, I'm enjoying playing that game again.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then I threw in Tiger Woods again today, and we'll see how long I leave Tiger Woods in now.
That game, Tiger Woods is a great, like, time saver. You get hooked in, like, big time right off the jump. And I can tell you right now, it's more fun when you have people to play. Like,
yep.
So. And I don't know, like when I first got that, right when it came out, I had a group of like 8 people, so I just was cycling people in and out constantly, playing against them. That was where that game was like awesome, because we were just sitting around trash talking people all the time, trying to fuck with them, because you're doing in their backswing, even though it's not a real backswing, you're on a fucking computer, just sitting there saying bullshit jokes, trying to throw them off so they fucking somehow shank it.
Yeah, yeah. I like we used to play this game all the time in college. Like this was a game we'd all sit in the living room while we had a basketball game on, waiting for the Cyclones to play next on TV, and we'd have another TV in our living room, and so we'd be playing that while watching some basketball game we didn't give a fuck about.
Which version?
The Masters Edition, the one I have.
Oh, you had that then? Okay, I didn't know that.
Well, yeah, one of my roommates did in college. So we played that all the time in college.
Okay, because all I remember is like stupid GTA 5. Everybody sitting around watching somebody playing. They die, then you take the sticks. It was just like give and take.
Yeah, we did that for a while too. But a lot of lazy Sundays in the winter, man, during basketball season, we're playing Tiger Woods for sure.
Quality.
Yeah, dude. Well, it's nice because a lot of times what I'll do is I'll throw on like a podcast on YouTube and have that up, and then I have my second TV and play Tiger Woods while I listen to a podcast when I just like don't feel like actually watching something, but I want to hear something.
I understand that.
Yeah, it works out nice. It's just like, I'm just going to kill some time.
Yeah.
I could be writing jokes, doing something productive for myself, but nah, fuck it.
I need to level up these virtual skills, son.
Yeah, besides that, played some more Dark Souls 3. Done just basically a lot of grinding at this point because I'm still trying to figure out a little bit. I'm a little lost on where I need to go next, so I'm trying to figure it out.
You haven't beat Lothric yet?
King Lothric? That's the last guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, I have not beat him. And well, the problem is I'm just I haven't been playing it like super diligently like I was. I've kind of like, it's like, I play 15 minutes here, 15 minutes there. I try to run through this area and see if I can find something new, but I haven't found it yet. It's going to be one of those things where I'm going to have to sit down for like an hour or two, figure out where the fuck I'm supposed to go.
Yeah, that game and all the Dark Souls are like this. You can't do it like that. Otherwise, you're not really picking up much. You got to actually dedicate fucking time to it, and it's fucking rough.
Well, yeah, and that's the hard part right now is I have to figure out where the fuck I'm going, and that's a huge time investment to figure out where the hell I need to go.
Yeah.
I'm just super lost at this point. I'm trying to figure it out. I get to this part where I'm, like, on these rooftops, and you got the gargoyles are back again, and it's just like, okay, I don't know where to go from here, though.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so I'm just, like, slowly chipping away at that. I get on it every day, but I only play it in short bursts. That's the problem. I make like two runs at it trying to see if I can find something new. And if I don't make it in those two, if I die twice within those runs, I just, I'm like, yeah, fuck it, I'm done. So sometimes I play for 10 minutes. Sometimes I play for fucking hour.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Other than that, did some stand up last week. I only went once because I had some shit come up on the Thursday night, Mike. So, and it went pretty well. I can't remember exactly what I even talked about. It feels like that was forever ago, that last Tuesday I went.
Yeah.
I have no idea what I talked about.
Stand up.
Yeah, man. I've just been writing a bunch of new jokes, though. I came up with a couple new premises that I've been working on, and I'm excited to go tell. So that stuff's been going well.
Gotcha.
But I think the biggest thing I did this week was last night I watched the 36th Chamber of Death, or 36th Chamber of Shaolin, sorry.
No, I was going to say Wu-Tang. Ain't nothing to
Wu-Tang
fuck
Clan
with.
Mixed up.
Yeah. All right.
No, the 36th Chamber of Shaolin. And you can read my quick snap review of it on punninggame.com.
Yeah, just wait till you take a turd.
Exactly. So I watched that, and man, I'm not sure like if this is one of like the considered like a classic within kung fu movies, but man, it is so good. I've seen it a couple times. I think this is the third time I've seen this movie, and it's always entertaining. It's really, really well done and really good.
All right.
So like, have you seen it?
No.
No? Oh man. A classic.
Should I?
What?
I said, should I? Is it like, I guess.
Oh, yeah, good, man.
From what I've read, what you put down, I just started thinking Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
No.
Okay.
It's completely different from that. It's really good, dude. I would highly suggest, if you got some time, we'll watch it. It's a great movie.
Okay.
The fight choreography is really good. And it's just a very interesting story, too. Like, the way they tell the story is, I don't know, it's hard to describe, but it's so different from how they tell other stories, you know what I mean?
Gotcha.
So, yeah, I think that was, like, the biggest thing I did. And I did a bunch of manual labor this fucking weekend. I had to move a bunch of river rock.
The fuck you doing that?
Oh, Dad needed my help, so I helped him move some river rock out of there because they're doing some improvements on the house.
Okay.
Yeah, it fucking sucked, though. Just picking them up by hand and putting them in 5-gallon buckets and putting them in the back of a truck, and then we were driving the truck down to, like, this alley and dumping them out.
Yo, we got this alley. I know a guy who knows a guy that'll get rid of this shit.
Well, it's like they have it's an alley behind their house that, like, people drive down. It's kind of like a access to get, remember how like on Jennings Street we had that gravel road that went behind the garage?
Oh yeah, that's yeah, yeah.
That's kind of what this is like.
Does
in
it lead
small
up to
town.
A fucked up forest like our one on Jennings did?
No, this is just like in the middle of town. It's really weird.
Oh, okay.
It just like splits the neighborhood down the middle, so like people can like have access to their backyards. And so like there's this one spot where it was super low and stuff like that, so we filled in the rock. Right there, so it like actually leveled it back out. And then like those are like river rock, you know, man, that's gonna just stay there. Like those fuckers aren't gonna move, so it'll be pretty level for a while.
Yeah.
Agreed. So yeah, that's really all I did this week. I mean, there wasn't a lot of excitement going on.
Oh yeah, this is gonna be great. Cause we're
I got real drunk, I guess, a lot this week though. Like I even got real drunk on a Wednesday.
All right, you're going to get real drunk on a Friday and Saturday next week. But, yeah, the life.
Sure, if that's what you want to call it.
What? I'm saying you're going to. What? I'm on a fucking profit right now. I'm telling you what the future's holding.
Well, you said life, and I was like, yeah, if that's what you want to call it.
Oh, you want to go for a darker metaphor. I understand now.
Yeah, I was going there.
Okay.
But anyway, what are you?
Let's get deep.
I went too deep down the conspiracy rabbit hole at the beginning of this podcast. We can't. You can only go deep in one of those. You can either go to truth or conspiracy. Can't dip deep into both in one episode.
All right, Fox News, let's jump over to CNN's week. So a man ate his So I've fucking just been fucking around doing some bullshit, hanging out. I went to some friends down to the old market, and I found out the old market, surprisingly, the Midwest is a plentiful of alcoholics that are not homeless. I had a good conversation with the homeless person, though. That dude was fucking awesome. I don't know what the
What's wrong with being drunk all the time?
No, nothing. But it led me to talking to a homeless person on a nice Tuesday night. And I was just, I sat down and had a conversation with him for 30 fucking minutes.
Yeah, and you listen to that man. You listen to everything he has to say. And then you do the complete fucking opposite because you don't want to end up like him.
No shit. He was telling me like, yo, I invested all my money. Like,
You do the exact opposite of anything this man ever tells you.
This man was like the coolest risk taker I've ever seen in my life. He's like, yo, you know, back in 2008 when the stock markets crashed. I'm like, yeah, that was a shitty time. And he's like, well, I took all my 401k. And I withdrew all of that. I had 35 plus thousand sitting in there. I withdrew it all and I invested it because I'm like, there's no way it could get worse.
Oh my God. Are you? I can't believe you're even trying to applaud this man. This is that's the most dumb, fucking stupid thing I've ever heard.
So sorry.
That is so fucking stupid.
He invests
all
of it.
This is crashing. If I take all my money and put it into it, it can't help but turn around. No. That's not how this works.
He invested all of it.
Oh,
God. So, it gets better, dude. It gets better. Because this man bought me drinks for talking to him. He goes, yo, man, I got the life. So I invested all this. And it goes south really bad. My wife leaves me and takes the kids, and I lose everything. But I keep the stocks. I don't cash them out because I became homeless right after that. So I set up a P.O. box, and he gets mailed. What are those? Dividends. So he gets mailed his dividends. He's like, they're bouncing back finally. So now I just spend them down here at the bar.
So holy fuck.
This dude is sitting down there, and since I talked to him, he's like, yo, what you drinking? I don't fucking, I can afford anything you can name in this bar. So I'm just sitting there like, all right, I'm just having Gentleman Jack. Let's go. So he bought me two glasses
of
Gentleman Jack.
How is that real life? That sounds like the whole time you're saying this to me, I was like, he fucking is trying to be a short script writer or something. Like, this is a fucking movie idea. He's trying to pitch it on our show. What a piece of shit.
This fucking guy, dude. I was like, you've got to be shitting.
Like, this is real life? This happens?
Fuck? He's telling me all about this, and I'm like, fuck.
Where's he actually sleep, then?
I don't fucking know.
In hotels?
Huh?
Did he look like a homeless guy, too?
Yeah. He looked like he had it rough.
He
gets mail fucking dividends, and then he goes, there's like some, moms, there's some like homeless shelter, but he's got a fucking P.O. box, okay. And he doesn't have to claim shit. Like, he gets all that, he's like, I fucking don't have a home, I ain't claiming taxes, so he keeps all of it.
Crazy.
So I don't know how fucking big this dude's dividends are. All I know is he spent fucking like $30 on me to buy me two drinks.
Wow.
And I'm just sitting there like,
and he didn't even ask you to blow him.
I know, right? Because I would have at least gave him a good old handy J. Wait, what?
I spaced out there.
Oh, I don't know what happened. It was just fucking crazy. I'm like, damn. Fucking Omaha's awesome on a Tuesday night. I came out to drink and I got basically he paid for my Uber in a way because I didn't have to pay for much to drink.
I get you.
Because I was just like, oh, cool. He's just buying me two of these. I'm going to have my cigar and I'm going to take an Uber home now and I'm good. Life.
Yeah, see you later.
Yeah, pretty much. I was just like, shit. Well, at least I caught him and not the dude that's like, I think I'm a pastor. Because that dude that preaches.
Dude, I ran in. I told you about that dude up in Minnesota, didn't I?
No.
Oh, I never told you about the crazy pastor outside of the Twins game?
No, let's do tell.
I'd been drinking all fucking day with Mike. Like, we were just, we went to the liquor store. They had 30 racks of hams. I bought two.
Because
I drank
America.
One.
All right.
And we were just drinking all day, and we were just hanging out. We went to a couple little bars that he lived close by because he lived in this like kind of like, you know, hipstery area of Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
And then we end up getting our Uber to take us down to the game because we're going to the Twins game that night. And we're getting out of the Uber, and we're crossing a couple streets to get over to the ballpark.
All right.
And there's this guy just yelling. He's like, no, y'all a bunch of sinners, and you need to get your shit together.
Y'all need Jesus.
Yeah, you need Jesus and stuff. And I said, and I'm walking by, and I'm fucking hammered. I felt bad about it later, but I said,
no, you didn't.
Oh, I did. Once I sobered up, I was like, oh, man. I had that, like, Christian guilt come in. Like, oh, I was talking. That guy was a real pastor. Oh, God. God's going to hate me. But anyway, what I said to the guy was, oh, yes, I'm a sinner, is what I said as I walked by.
Okay.
I'm a sinner.
I masturbated before I saw you.
If you don't straighten out, you're going to hell. And I said, I probably deserve it, and turned back and shrugged my shoulders at the dude.
As you were vigorously masturbating.
Oh, dude. And I felt bad later just because of like that built-in Christian guilt from going to, you know, Bible school as a kid. Like, oh, God.
Fuck. I still can't believe you guys went fucking by the fucking sleepaway camp bullshit.
Hey, I mom made us.
I just think about back on that days and I'm like, thank God we weren't Catholics. Because you guys would have been shitting a little easier.
Fuck that. I think church, I'm not a big fan of church in general, so.
No, I believe, but I don't need to go to church. Exactly.
Yeah, I have a different opinion on all of it altogether, but I'm not getting into that.
Yeah, let's just avoid it. But, I mean, yeah. And getting back to my shit, the other thing I did was... But yeah, so I watched that movie Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, the fucking, like, somehow weird Harry Potter tie-in. It has nothing to do with fucking Harry Potter other than the fact that they can go, yo, there'll be fucking magic in this motherfucker.
It's the same... It's just expanding on the lore is all.
Yeah, it mentions Hogwarts. That's the extent of it. That's the only real way you could tie it in if you didn't know fucking anything. You just hear them
go,
Hogwarts.
Well, also the city they're in is, I think...
No, they're in fucking New York, dude.
I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, that movie's taking place in New York.
Oh.
So there's a mention of Hogwarts. Outside of that, it's like, yo, fuck all that. There ain't no fucking owl flying in here. Fuck you. So... They're doing that, and this dude comes in from fucking out of Hogwarts and whatever, and he's like, yo, I brought these fucking weird fucking creatures with me. Everything is fucked up, and these guys got fucked up, like, weird. Instead of saying Dementors, they say something else. That whole fucking
dementia.
Yeah. They're fucking forgetful, these dumb fucks.
Goddamn it, man, I can't remember what the stove does.
Oh, shit, you fucking cuck. Get this fucking shit working. But then the bad guy, spoilers, and I can't remember this dude's fucking name. Maybe you can help me. He was in Miami Vice. He played Alexander in the movie Alexander. I can't remember the dude's name.
I don't know who the fuck you're talking about.
Fucking A, dude. He's a fucking
shit. Are you talking about Alexander in the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day? That actor?
No. Like, it might as well have been.
Taking you back to some grade school shit, motherfucker.
Yeah, pretty much. Who played Alexander? Shit, dude. I don't fucking know. I'm trying to see.
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't even know what Alexander
Colin
is.
Colin Farrell.
Okay, there we go.
Oh, Colin Farrell. Okay, I gotcha.
So he's the fucking...
Citizen True Detective Season 2.
Yeah, so he's a fucking bad guy in here. And he's supposed to be... Like, this movie's supposed to be taking place in, like, in the... fuck, like 1930s? Like, it's fucking old. But he's got the haircut of today where you got the fucking shaved side of your head and then all your hair is slicked back.
Yeah.
So he's just completely out of fucking place. I'm like, yo, I'm pretty sure nobody did that. And then one of the kids straight up has the fucking, you got the fucking hairdo going of, yo, I'm Friar Tuck.
Oh, God.
So I'm just like, what the
side
fuck
note,
is going on?
I saw a dude this week walking into Hy-Vee who had a blue mohawk, but it wasn't really a mohawk. It looked like he had just filled a like a bun pan like with hair gel and made a fucking loaf on top of his head. It was like a blue moldy loaf on his head.
The fuck? All right.
I'm pretty sure he was of the flamboyant community because he was with another dude who kind of had some weird green hair.
Oh my God, Peter Griffin's got a mustache.
Like, oh no.
Oh no. Like,
no, it was just, I couldn't help but stare at it too, and he saw me staring, and I kept staring at him because I didn't care because I was like, what is with your fucking hair, dude? Like, how did you achieve this effect? How early in the morning do you have to get up to make sure this walking plastic thing you have now on your head stays where it needs to be?
So,
what is the prep time?
I literally just, you know, fucking put my hair, and then I put a fucking bread basket on top of it, and then I heat the said bread basket with a blow dryer. It raises my hair. And then I dye it blue.
It's important to sprinkle the yeast in your hair.
So, gotta get a good rise. Gotta wake up early for this rise.
Make sure you don't leave it in too long, otherwise you're gonna get some burnt ends.
Oh, thanks. I don't know why, but that made me spit out beer. That's a waste.
Because I'm so fucking funny, that's why.
I don't know where said beer went.
But it's red fire! I should see it somewhere.
God damn it.
But continue on with your story. Sorry about the sidetrack.
No biggie. So I watched that
Friar
fucking...
Tuck hair. Go.
So that fucking movie, though, is just bizarre. Because it's just like, yo, this dude's like... The main character... How to put this in terms that everybody will understand. The main character's like fucking PETA. Like... He's sitting
boo,
there going,
Peter,
yeah,
boo.
Yeah, pretty much. Outside of, he's not like the fucking crazy person dumping paint on your ass. He's more like, yo, we need to protect this shit. You don't understand these people.
He's a conservationist.
Yeah, he's like saving them, going, yo, you don't fucking understand these people. Actually, what you need to do is.
Well, that's
is
not
this.
So bad. That's better than PETA. I get behind those people.
Yeah, PETA's just fucking psychotic in their ways. But the fucking, I mean, that's basically what this movie is about. It's like a magical PETA conservative person. This is fucking weird.
PETA!
Oh, hey, PETA! Fucking The Hunger Games. Meet magic. So I watch that bullshit. That's fucking weird. I'm like, alright, how the fuck are people saying this is so good? Because thank God I only spent $5 to rent it for me and my daughter to watch, and I'm sitting there going, eh. At no point did that go, this is fucking good. At least Harry Potter had this weird fucking evil motherfucker that's like, yo, I don't got fucking nose and I want to fuck everybody up.
I thought you weren't going to end that sentence. I thought you were going to say he wanted to fuck everybody. I was like, oh, fuck. Really? That was his whole goal in that whole movie?
I
don't remember
have...
mentioning that once.
My name is Caligula, bitches. Get some.
Oh, my God.
So... That happened, and I was like, all right, the movie's meh. So then I watched, I jumped over, and I fought the urge, because next week I'm going to catch you up on Attack on Titan Season 2, and I just keep watching the new episodes come out, and I'm going, fuck, I want to watch them. But at the same time, like I told you I'd catch up, I don't want to fucking watch them twice. So,
right, yeah, no, that'd be annoying.
So I'm going to wait, I'm waiting. And I'll show all of them to you. I'll just stream it right to your TV, and we can sit down and get shit-faced and fucking watch some Attack on Titan. I think like 4 or 5 episodes worth.
Ripped ass, yo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. No, that's going to be a good time.
Yeah, that'll be really good. So I'm just patiently waiting for that. So in lieu of that, I fucking went over and I checked out this other thing called My Hero Academy.
I've heard of this.
It is surprisingly fucking good.
I feel like I've heard of it. What's it about again?
So, the premise of this fucking anime is the fact that I think they said 85% of the world has a quirk. Quirk is like their superpower, essentially. And then there's other 15% are just like, fuck you, you suck, you don't have anything, you can't do nothing. And then they're going through, and, well, our main hero, our main person, I should say, the protagonist, doesn't have a fucking quirk, and over time he inherits one from somebody. And so you get to hear all this bullshit going down. He's fucking heartbroken. His favorite hero is called All Might. He's the most American motherfucker there is. There's like, he's just the strongest hero. He's fucking blonde hair, but he's got blue eyes with black everything else. So it's just his, every time they show his eyes, it's just jet black, and he's got his weird fucking blue eyes. And when he's not in his hero form, he's just like this fucked up, I don't eat person. Like, if you took the skinniest motherfucker you knew and gave him long hair, that would be this guy when he's not in his superhero form.
So jeez.
It's like super fucked up, and he's got all these baggy clothes, so he's like gothic looking until he goes into All Might, and then all his clothes become like schmediums. They're super tight on him. This is all fucked up.
I hate schmediums.
So, this show's fucking... I've been enjoying that.
I won't say too much. I need to write a fucking article. I need to do a snap review on that.
Jumped over.
Start watching some more like Dragon Ball Z. Just be like, fuck it. Let's go back into my fucking childhood. Let's get some of that fucking nostalgia, bro. And yeah, that all I can see is what's that fucking show that we watch where it's like carrot cake.
Like, that's written by Oni OG. That's a cartoon by him.
Okay, that's all I can picture anymore. Like, it fucking ruined the beginning.
It's funny.
So I'm just watching.
I don't
Vegeta.
Have that problem.
Oh fuck, dude! I'm watching Vegeta do that, and all I'm seeing in my head is him spaz out and faggot, and just like, whoa.
Yeah, that's a great video.
So, and I'm not saying that word to be derogatory. I am quoting a fucking spoof of Dragon Ball Z. Nobody get hate mail. Just send love mail. Hot sex love mail.
Isn't that a porno?
What, hot sex love
mail? Hot sex love mail.
It wouldn't surprise me. Speaking of porno.
Yes.
I found this one called Booty Raider. As you could tell, play on words for Tomb Raider. Let's find the treasure in her ass.
Like, oh my god, that sounds awful.
It was terrible. I just kept going down a rabbit hole, because then I found one. There's that prison show I was telling you about. It was fucked up. And they're doing all these bullshit off of fucking anime and all that. There's like Drain Balls Z.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went down a bad rabbit hole and I was just laughing.
That's horrible. I spent most of my Friday, me and my friends were getting drunk and we were doing like the game where you just try to come up with movie titles that could be, or either change them a little bit or like just say them that are, movie titles that could be used as porno titles, you know.
All right.
And the best one I came up with was A Few Good Men. You don't have to do anything to that.
No,
that's a perfect porno title.
That's perfect, actually. Or you could use the one called One Piece.
Oh yeah, there you go.
That just works.
I just think of A Few Good Men like you can't handle the truth, just like you couldn't handle this dick, and then it's a flashback of him railing that dude.
Him just screaming. Ah!
I don't know. I kept coming up with gay porno titles. I don't know what that says about me, but that it was just the most funny to me.
I really like men.
That's what that's saying. No.
So,
no, there's too many that you could do that for. It'd just be
a good.
My other favorite is There Will Be Blood.
Ooh, that's a that's a good deflowering movie.
Mm. Me, Myself, and Irene.
I mean, you could do that. I mean, Well,
you just do like the stereotypical like thing where you just have like. You have like a giant spoof of the entire movie, but it's like she gets railed by every other character in the movie besides Jim Carrey's character. So like she's just getting railed by everybody. Like there's a gangbang scene with the sons. You have a scene where she fucks not only Jim Carrey's character, but it like his doppelganger character. You have her sleep with one of the FBI agents thereafter.
Yeah.
You can make a whole 60-minute porno about that. I feel bad for porno writers because they're already in a box when they start because they all have to end the same. Somebody's getting cummed on.
Just got to get that money shot.
They're all you already. How hard is it to write a story when you know it has to end like that?
Just name the fucking show Shameless and you could do money shots galore.
Yeah.
Big Trouble in Little China writes itself. No...
Right?
It's just like, whoops. We got it.
It's just ridiculous. Yeah, this is what I spent most of my this is what I spend my brain power doing. Like, I'm only on this earth for a select amount of time. Instead of trying to contribute something that'll help humanity, I try to think of things porno titles.
Yeah. I mean, they got so many fucking weird things. Like, you go through all the fucking shows, and I'm sure you can find something.
Like Mad Men?
That kind of writes itself. You just have a bunch of mad people just fucking pounding out. I'm just like,
all
right.
That's all that show was people pounding it out with each other.
That's kind of true, yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Ocean's 11.
Hell of a drug.
Ocean's 11.
By the way, shout out to Charlie Murphy, man. I'm sorry to hear that you passed.
Oh, dude.
Sucks.
I am truly sad one half of Brothers Darkness died.
I know, right? Super sad. I am kind of glad how he did it, though. So he didn't do that. He did that thing where he didn't tell anybody. He just kind of lived his life for the last few moments he had. He didn't want people treating him any different or whatever. Just, you know, he went out on his own terms, which I thought was cool.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Because a lot of people would just, like, release that and then, like, I don't know. I get where, like, I wouldn't tell anybody because I wouldn't want people to treat me different.
No, I agree with that. Yeah, no, it got fucked up. Like, everybody, yeah.
Especially when you got the people that want to go, oh, hey, I need attention.
Right, exactly. All those Twitter people who get on there and like, oh, shit, I'm so sorry for you, like, right at the beginning. Like, and I know I just did kind of the same thing now that he's passed, but I really do feel it's important because he was a great comedian. Brought me a lot of joy. Those stories were fucking hilarious he told on Chappelle's show.
No, Chappelle's show, I think, it's got to be. There's no ifs, ands, or buts what he's most known for.
Well, for sure, but he was also a great stand-up comedian. He was a very well-known, like, touring artist. I don't think he ever had, like, a one-hour special that I know of, but he did a lot of touring where he did do stand-up and stuff, so he's good. He's a really funny guy, apparently. Well, not apparently. Everybody knows he's pretty funny.
You bitches want pancakes?
Yeah. Got some grapes or some oranges there. They came out and had the same shit they had on at the club.
Fucking playing basketball. That shit was good. Like, and then but the other thing I did was fucking watch some bullshit comedies. I watched some bad ones, dude. I was jumping on Netflix going, yo, I want to fucking laugh. So I watched this one called, fuck. I can't even pronounce his name. It's Sebastian Mascalo, something like that.
Okay. I don't recognize the name,
something
but okay.
About being embarrassed. But I was just watching him going, how the fuck did you get a show? And why is it on Netflix?
Is it like his special or... Were you watching comedy specials or TV shows?
So this is comedy specials.
Okay. Those are different than shows.
Well, no, yeah. No, this is...
That's why, like, when you say a show, I'm thinking it's like, oh, you watch like a sitcom that somebody wrote or something.
No, 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 no. This is his stand-up hour. And it's just like,
gotcha.
Eh.
Well, dude, comedy, there's people's comedy who isn't for everybody, that's for sure.
Yeah, I guess, well, anybody that knows Mia Wade after listening to us for a fucking year, you know the darker the better. And when you try and go chipper and hit those high notes, I'm sitting back there going, no. Get fucking dark, you motherfucker. And that's why Louis C.K. hits me in the right way at times. At times. That's where, that's how I can view all the people saying, yeah, he's an everyman's comic, is because he dips in and out of that fucking dark zone.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
There's plenty of comics. Like Kevin Hart, there's times he dips in it, and other times I'm going, yo, you're trying to go for mass market appeal, and that joke sucked.
Yeah, but I think Kevin Hart's really funny.
No, overall, I'd give him like an 85%. Like, he's solid. I would gladly go see that motherfucker. But I will still say, Jim Carrey, god damn it. Fucking Chris, no. God, I drank too fucking much. Eddie Murphy, Raw, still stands the test of time as the best.
Yeah. You know what I watch? You ever heard of Bill Hicks?
Yeah.
I watched some of his stand-up. His stand-up holds up really, really well, too. He's one of the first guys coming out who was, like, who was really popular for being dirty, too.
Yeah, like, I mean, even going through, like, if you're a person and you're going through, like, Netflix library, you're going to see, like, Gabriel Iglesias, Fluffy, and all this other shit, and it's like, no, there's a lot of, there's so many people out there trying to pander to bullshit, and it's like, no, I just want to hear about your fucking life. Like, what do you think's funny? Be you. Like, the people that are themselves, where they're vulnerable, self-deprecating, that's my kind of comedy, especially when they start getting like, yo, some parts of my life are fucked and they don't mind talking about it. I'm all aboard.
Gotcha.
Because
I get what you're saying.
Like Dave Attell, that motherfucker is sick and disturbing.
Have you watched Jim Norton's new stand-up?
No, I have not.
Watch it. You'll enjoy it.
Okay, I'll have to try it. But yeah, I've been doing... It's
called Mouthful of Shame is what his is.
Okay, I'll have to watch that because, yeah. Like, and for those of you that don't know, if you're checking us out for the first time because you've been helping us and you just joined, making us the fastest growing internet show on the internet, you know that we have some dark fucking humor. Like, my brother Wade, I love you dearly, but I also tried to electrocute you the second you touched a dog collar.
Yeah.
Like, we've
done...
That sucked.
I told that story at your wedding.
Yeah. That should have been an indication that I should have shocked the fuck out of the boo of the bride.
Right.
You fucking Satan spread... No, wait, what? That's mean. I shouldn't say that.
We already signed the papers at that point.
Yeah, fuck. God damn it. Well, the way you make bad life choices.
I even co-signed on that loan. I'm surprised I don't have to, like, pay out.
Fuck. All I know is I'm still paying out, and god damn it, it sucks. But, fuck, I got some good stories out of it. Good stories at my expense, but hey, those happen.
I guess, if you want to look at it that way.
Dong! You just hit the fucking microphone. I think that good old gong that just happened is a good indicator to say, yo, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for making this the fastest growing show on the fucking internet. We would like to... Oh, Jesus Christ, you fucking... It's like a fucking lawyer over there. If you would like
I'm making sure we don't claim something and get in trouble.
It is all factually correct, motherfucker.
Not factually correct.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to check out everything, head over to... punandgame.com. That is punandgame.com. So you can have hot sex in your ears by listening to this motherfucking show, which you can find on iTunes. You can find on Stitcher. You can find it all motherfucking places. And if I don't know a motherfucking place, I will add it. for you.
We need to get on that Google Play, yo.
Yeah, we'll just get over everywhere. I need to figure out how to fucking add the shit. And then, while you're on punninggame.com, you can check out the About section, where motherfuckers like you can find out our Twitter handles. I don't fucking say much. Usually what's going on is, unless I got fucking something to say, everything's just automated from the Punning Game fucking Twitter handle. That's just throwing at Punning Game, and then boom, you're notified of every motherfucking thing we do. Whether it be a Stinker Tinker snap review that you need to read, a la 36 Chambers, located from, or should I say, written by Wade this last week, or you can jump back over to the homepage where you can find out every fucking show we've done for the past motherfucking year. Next week, though, officially a year, based on my bullshit numbering, because I have slight early onset dementia going on with my bullshit fucking numbers. Outside of that, you could jump over to the fastest growing fucking thing we have on the YouTubes, and that is
Well, that would be Fun Pun Gaming. That's where me, Nathan, and Jake all play a bunch of different video games, either together, separate, maybe even individually. We don't know yet. We haven't decided. But we play all sorts of different video games. And you can go right to punninggame.com, and you can see the latest two episodes right on the homepage. Or if you hop on over to the Fun Pun Gaming tab, you can see the latest episode plus the archived of all of the playthroughs we've ever done. And then if you really need to get really down in the dirties with us, you just head on over to YouTube. Search Fun Pun Gaming in the search bar, hit subscribe, and bam, you get all those nasty updates. Holla.
Nasty. Too dirty to clean my act up. Thank you, Red Man. Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with. We're out. See you next week for this special. Well, bullshit. Fuck that. We ain't doing nothing special. You'll just get another fucking episode for the year anniversary of this motherfucking website's premier motherfucking podcast, fastest growing motherfucking thing on the internet, and the best fucking podcast to ever come out of this website. We're out.
Surely you can defeat my Wu-Tang style.
Tiger style.